This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Zeng Huang Chia. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon raised $1.7 million this past quarter, helping build a campaign account of more than $6 million for his re-election bid. Nixon, the Democrat, says his fundraising for the first 3 months of the year marked his best quarter so far in the 2012 campaign cycle. The Columbia City Council will review the removal of trees on Westwood Avenue tonight. 8 trees were marked to get cut down. Resident Frances Dickey says she spent the weekend talking to neighbors, sending emails, and circulating a petition. She successfully got the city to put the removal on hold. But this morning, Dickey says she still saw trucks with cutting equipment on her street. She says she called 6th Ward Council member Barbara Hoppe, who then called the owner of the company to inform him of the hold.
This has taken place with such rapidity that we never had a chance to call city offices between the time that the X's appeared and the time that the trucks appeared on Monday morning. So if she had not been there to answer the phone, the trees would be gone now.
The sweet gum trees were scheduled to be removed because their roots are causing a section of the sidewalk along Westwood to crack. Ryan Ferguson's evidentiary hearing began today in Jefferson City. KBIA Samantha Sunny was in the courtroom and filed this report.
Ferguson's attorney is attempting to disprove the evidence used to convict him of murder in 2005. That evidence includes the confession of Charles Erickson, who implicated himself and Ferguson in the murder. Interrogation expert Joseph Buckley testified today that police's interviews of Erickson were below standard. Buckley said it was hard to tell if Erickson's words were his own or were suggested by the interviewing officers. Ferguson's attorney also called private investigator Stephen Kirby to the stand. He testified that an eyewitness to the murder later recanted his original testimony. Ferguson's hearing is expected to continue until Thursday. Erickson is expected to testify Wednesday. Samantha Sunny, KBIA News.
St. Louis County Assessor Jack Zimmerman says too many seniors living on fixed incomes are struggling to keep up with rising property taxes. Zimmerman is pushing Missouri's legislature to pass two bills that would provide seniors an average $200 state tax credit and freeze property tax rates for qualified homeowners when they turn 62.
These are people who have worked hard all of their lives, they have paid their bills, and now through no fault of their own, they're faced with the prospect of losing their home, and that is not fair.
Zimmerman says political partisanship is preventing the bills from moving forward. He says the bills would assist around 10,000 seniors statewide. For KBIA News, I'm Zeng Huang Chia.